Patriot cornerback Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
How fast is Wallace?
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah?
He's probably the fastest receiver in the NFL. I'm sure a couple of receivers will argue that, but if you see him off film, he's just moving past everyone.
And how does that change what you guys, not you individually, but you as a defense, are going to try to do to him?
Just be aware of it. You know, different situations, it'll be a little different, but I think you just have to always be aware of where he's at and what he's able to do, getting vertical down the field. And even after he catches the ball, just trying to surround him because he can break tackles. And if he breaks one tackle, he has a chance to go the distance.
Is it fair to say that he's become a better receiver, not just a speed burner? He's more of a receiver as well as a fast guy?
Definitely. And I think that's what makes their core so dangerous, is when you put him together with running a bunch of different routes, and then they have different guys, Emmanuel Sanders, Hines Ward, Antonio Brown, all those guys right now are playing at a high level. So he's not the only speedster over there and good receiver, so it really makes it tough for you as a defense.
You know, Roethlisberger is not your classic drop-back, stay-in-the-pocket guy. I assume that makes your job a little bit more difficult because he can buy time with his legs, he can scramble, he's hard to get on the ground. That means you got to stick with your guy a lot longer than if you were a three-step drop guy, right?
Yeah, he's a little different quarterback than really anybody in the NFL with, I think, his strength and his arm strength to go along with just his natural strength as a player. He's able to make defensive linemen miss sometimes, break tackles, and, you know, what you think sometimes is a sack, he's able to escape and throw the ball deep, real deep, and then he got guys that can run under it.
Is Pittsburgh impressive on film? Because they have to be the worst 5-2 team in the league, or the first that I've ever seen. I mean, they've beaten nobody. This is not a real intimidating Pittsburgh team, is it?
I wouldn't say that. I think the way they play year in and year out is intense. Like, that's how they come out. They're a physical team. They have guys that'll hit you. And they kind of get after it. And I don't think anybody that plays the Pittsburgh Steelers kind of goes into the game thinking that. I think they go into the game knowing they're a very physical team, and you got to try to match that, or it'll be a long day for you.
Hey, did you spend any quality time with any adult film actresses during your bye week?
No, I didn't get a chance to do that.
No, what'd you do?
I just relaxed, got home, and got to see some family.
What is relaxing? Cause are you a video game guy? Movies? I mean, what do you do to relax?
Yeah, more movies. Watch those and try to catch up on anything I was missing during the week's playing.
What'd you see over the break?
Just watch like old stuff on TV. I got to catch up on some of those NFL networks of Football Life, so that was pretty good. I got to catch up on the Reggie White one. I seen Coach Belichick, so. I like watching different things like that, those documentaries.
And do you think that Gronkowski will ever do that again? pose for a picture with his shirt off with a dirty girl like that?
No, probably not.
All right, Devin, good luck against Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty.